We're live.
We're live.
New setup. Apologies if anything's weird, but we're experimenting with a new... We invested in new equipment.
We haven't done an episode because it took 3.5 weeks for Woody to get a new computer.
Yeah. We needed the correct...
That's why.
That's right.
The audio quality was like... It was like a 9 out of 10, and our listeners, they deserve an 11 out of 10, and now they have it. It's been a minute. How are you, listeners? That's good to hear. Yeah. Glad you guys are doing well.
We should do we should leave space for like a question and answer segment.
Yeah.
To where they can answer into the void.
Have you guys listened to like Stavi's World?
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to have like people, we need to create a phone number that people can call in with their problems.
Dude.
Like I said,
we could fill an hour so quick with that.
I would like to just talk to our friends.
Well, maybe. This is a call to action. Yeah. Hit
guys,
us up.
714.
No, stop,
two,
stop.
Two, two.
Don't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not funny.
You have to guess the last four digits.
Can I give...
Hit us up at thefantasydatenight@gmail.com with your questions that we'll help you with.
You have such an easy phone number. So we'll figure it out.
714-222. Beep 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 beep. I edited it out for your protection.
Thank you.
It's gonna sound like I said beep, but that's the new computer. It's the technology that we have now, the AI. All right, guys, news. Just quick off the top, have you guys seen the photos of Kim Jong-un with like the military exercises and shit?
Not recently.
Well, it's like, no, I mean, it's, that's like not news, right? Cause it's like Kim Jong-un doing military exercises.
Yeah, that's sick.
But I've been watching a rewatch of The Sopranos probably like 10th time going through. I swear to God, Kim Jong-un styles himself on Tony Soprano. Like,
I can
leather
see that.
Jacket, gold chain, like big, thick wristwatch. Like,
that's my favorite
boy.
Tony.
Yeah.
Fit for sure is the leather jacket.
Yeah. It was like, I looked at it, I was like, oh my God.
That
and
is
it makes
Kim
sense because it's like The Sopranos was like early 2000s.
Yep.
His dad was still in charge. He's like talking to the stylist. He's like, I want this.
Yeah.
Make me look like this.
He hates America so much, but he loves Tony Soprano.
Yes.
Which is inherently like corrupting him because Tony Soprano is the most American somebody can be.
Correct. So he's in this conflict. It's Kim Jong-un alone watching The Sopranos.
Yeah.
He's seen it. Millions.
Mm-hmm. Dude, The Sopranos is so fucking good, dude. Like, I forgot there's the whole subplot of, like, Uncle Junior wants to be super secretive because his guma... he like goes down, he like eats pussy.
And
it's like Italian culture, it's like you can't do that. It's like that's gay. Like eating pussy is gay is like what they say. Cause it's like if he's down to go down on that, like he's down to suck dick. It's
like, I love how
that thinking is so good. Yeah. Oh, amazing. Paulie's the best by
Isn't
far.
Tony only eat pussy on his wife's birthday?
Once a year.
Damn. Yeah. That's so
they're
tight.
Like talking about it, and he's laying in bed with Carmella. And he's like talking about how Uncle Junior eats pussy, like, oh fuck, blah blah, and he's like, sorry, this is my Tony impression. He's like,
yeah.
Carmella, you don't fucking tell anybody what happens in our bedroom. And she's like, yeah, don't, like, I'm gonna brag about how you go down on me once a year. And he's like, I swear to God.
Dude, he...
It's the nose.
Yeah.
The nose breathing.
He breathes in through the mouth, but out the nose. Yeah. That's me. I like doing that.
His breath like that is like Demi Moore's ability to cry through one eye. You know, the one teardrop. You know what I'm saying? Demi Moore crying is no one does it better. Nobody does it better.
When does she cry?
When she
doesn't cry in G.I. Jane.
Ghost. Ghost?
Ghost.
She's got one tear.
Yeah, she does it in that Woody Harrelson movie where she he has sex with Robert Redford for one night.
She for sure cries.
Indecent Proposal.
Yeah. Oh. She for sure cries in Charlie's Angels.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, my
She's
God.
A badass
yes, she
bet
does.
In Charlie's Angels.
No, she doesn't.
Does bet me right now Demi Moore doesn't cry in Charlie's Angels.
I'll bet you. What do you want to...
$5. Gentleman's bet.
We're settling this right now.
I'm thinking of the scene, it's like the end of it, where she's like yelling.
Why would she be crying?
Because she's mad. She's upset. She's
got angry cry is different from sad cry.
No, you did not specify. Demi Moore cries in Charlie's Angels.
She better not, dude.
Is that the guy? Is that the one? The same one with the guy?
Give us the rings.
Yeah, that guy ruled. Give us the ring. Give us the rings.
She's not crying in it.
You have to...
recalling her classic tearful scenes in Ghost and Charlie's Angels.
Bam.
Full Throttle.
Wow. $5. Okay, Full Throttle.
Right, yeah. Now. The new computer says... top 10 actresses that cry and still look pretty. Demi Moore, Ghost, Indecent Proposal, St. Elmo's Fire, even the diabolical Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Damn, wow. Two sources.
We missed one there.
Wow.
On movies where... Well, that's not too hard. But yeah, she does it in G.I. Jane.
Oh, G.I. Jane to me. That might be my favorite. The one-arm push-ups. Or where she's like, suck my dick! And everyone's like, woo! Oh! And they're like torturing her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. That came out, what year? Can you just give me a G.I. Jane year?
I'm going to say 99. Let's see. God, that I need to rewatch that.
There you go. 97? Holy 97. Shit, that's crazy.
Oof.
Because I definitely remember being younger and like, dang.
She might be the hottest shaved head woman I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ruby Rose isn't fully shaved. No, she's just like short.
Like the side shave.
Is there another?
No, Natalie Portman in
B for Vendetta
is pretty cute. But I don't know. Demi and G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
kind of iconic.
Plus, she's like leaning into like that masculine. For some reason, it's so hot.
Yeah.
Dude, she would beat me up. I don't even care.
Yeah. Now.
Right now. Beat me up, Demi.
Suck my... Lieutenant, suck my dick. Like, all the homies are like,
yeah, fucking hell yeah. We accept her now. That's how it really happens.
Yeah. Dude, the Dragon Ball creator died.
Oh my God.
R.I.P.
You know what's crazy is... The fucking everything you got out of that was every piece of content was amazing. The fucking Latin American community just coming together, shutting everything down.
There were like rival cartels stopped fighting.
Yeah,
I saw the pictures. They're like, people don't fucking understand. And it's all these like bars, gyms, clubs, like all these like kind of like little ghetto, right? Like shit in Latin America where they're like spray painting fucking Goku on the side, Super Saiyan. It's a gym. Mm-hmm. The club is like drinks being served by Vegeta. It's so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. RIP, the boy.
How much is it to get like a cosplay set of the like Saiyan armor?
Oh, I would. But like proper quality.
Yeah. Like really
not
good
Amazon.
One.
No.
I want
not Party City.
Yeah.
You could probably go to like a tailor, you know?
Yeah.
Like show them a picture, you show up with like orange fabric.
The Saiyan armor, right?
Oh, yeah, the Saiyan armor. The blue, like the shoulder pads. That
you could do
out.
That. You just got to reinforce some leather, puff, you know, like puff out the leather a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck, that would be.
Dude, that would be sick.
If you could, you kind of have to commit like 80%.
What do you mean?
Dye your hair blonde.
No.
Because, like, there's some probably movie quality shit you could find.
Oh, but yeah,
you could
that's do what it. I want.
Though. Oh, okay. Would you wear a Scouter or no?
Yeah, Scouter.
Over 9,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
His levels are off the charts.
So tight.
Yeah. We got to talk about the Boeing whistleblower.
Yeah.
Dude.
Did you find one already?
Yeah, Etsy, bro.
Oh, how much?
$500.
Oh, easy.
But
get
let me
three
see
of them.
Look how good that looks.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's worth $500.
I want something I can move in.
Is it like plated? Is it like
looks
hard?
It's pretty plated. Let me see. Let me do a little Vegeta armor.
And then I was expecting a full suit.
I don't want to see just the titties.
Like if I see that and then I see them just throwing together like the bottom half.
Yeah.
That's
but that's how I would look in it.
That's pretty sick.
That's
but that's not worth $350. No.
I love how it's just, you know what though? That's a pretty chill vest, actually. maybe it's just because it's on
like,
him.
Wait a sec. Yeah, actually sick.
Maybe it's that's not the same vest, dude. That guy just looks dumb. I love how it's a picture of the guy who's obviously created it, Goob. And then the next picture is fucking Vegeta, obviously. The vest looks sick.
The key, if you're gonna do that for Halloween, the key though is you gotta like take steroids just for your thighs.
Yeah. Oh,
just do squats.
You know, big quads. Jared's like, I got the family Halloween costume. It's Vegeta in the pink button-up yellow pants, so Batman sick. Shirt.
Yeah.
Bulma, and then Baby Trunks.
Nice.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
But I like mustache Vegeta. Remember when he had the mustache?
Mustache?
Yeah. Mustache. Whoa. Vegeta.
Fucking B-side Dragon Ball Z.
Cosplay porn, probably.
Dude.
It's just hentai.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's right. I forgot he rocked. That's like young dad Vegeta. Yeah.
It's a whole arc of Corey. It's Corey watching a whole arc of Dragon Ball Z, but it's hentai.
It's canon.
What is going on?
But just the Japanese hentai community. That one. I don't even know what that's. It's GT. That's why. No GT. One watched GT. GT sucked.
Guys, Boeing. So dude. All the shit's going on with Boeing. Yeah. The whistleblower comes out.
That's pretty fucking sick. Wow.
And then he like came out and he's like, dude, if something happens to me, like I did not commit suicide.
Did
and
he
then,
say that?
Yeah. And then it's like a day later. It's like, Boeing whistleblower commits suicide. Yep. In car.
I didn't know he claimed that.
Yeah.
It was like within the last like day or so, his like friend was like, he called me and said that I'm not going to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And he did. He changed his mind.
I can't. Guys, we as a society, this is a new low for me where we just like, we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, yep. Same as it ever was, I guess. Yeah. Like, one of the biggest companies in the world just, like, killed this guy. And it's like, well, let's continue flying in these 747s. Like,
all right. And, like, those aren't related at all.
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah. And then you see, I think, like, literally the next day, it was like, 747 fucking undercarriage falls off while flying, you know? Yeah. Like, had to turn around and land, emergency landing. It's like,
oh. Well, and it was like a day or two after John Oliver spent, like, 30 minutes bashing them. Like, going through, like, all the shit that was wrong. And then it was like, whistleblower kills himself. Ha ha. Crazy.
The planes are fine, though. He was, like, complaining about things that were, like, whatever. It was like, oh, this part's, like, not up to 100% quality. So, like, you can't put it on the plane.
Whatever.
And it's dude. Like, the part's there. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
The heart's there. Oh. I thought you meant like they really wanted it to work.
The heart is there.
They tried.
They really tried.
Like the bolts weren't screwed in, but they were like rolling around in the carriage.
God, they were there.
They were there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Dude.
Corporate America.
That's God bless us. Everyone.
It makes me think like how many just murders through the ages.
Because I read it on Daily Mail.
Yep.
And I read it and I was like, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
And that was my dead honest reaction.
Snitches get stitches, dude.
Well, shouldn't have fucking said. Dude.
What do you think like the prime...
Come on!
What do you think like the prime era for corporate murder was?
80s. Dude, like Rockefeller, the railroads.
Oh, okay.
They just buried Chinese.
You're right.
Well,
they didn't give a fuck,
that's not
dude.
Fair.
That's not murder. That's just people dying.
No. That's like them working them to death. Like, hey, go take this TNT into that mountain and like fingers crossed.
Just stand back a little bit.
Yeah. Sleep? No.
I guess I didn't really think of that.
Come on.
That is the perfect answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably railroads.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of due to like breaking like regulations. You know, where it's like,
well there weren't regulations.
Yeah,
they were like Chinese, not human. Yeah, dude.
So I'm watching, kind of related. I'm watching Shogun, which is so sick.
Yeah,
it's fucking so rad.
It is.
And obviously, like seppuku's a thing, but it's crazy to me. Everyone's down.
to kill
everyone's themselves? Like, do you want me to do it right now?
Yeah.
I'll do it. My bad. I'll do it. And it's just like, yeah, kill yourself, rip your guts open, and everyone's fucking down at any moment to do it.
Well, and in the first episode where it's like, I'm sorry, I dishonored you, like, I'll commit seppuku, kill my son.
I don't understand that part. Lineage. I don't understand why they had to take the boy. That was fucked up.
Just, he was, so, it was such dishonor that seppuku wouldn't be enough.
I'm telling you, I did a little rewind because I was like, hold on. Did he say something or do something that was out of line? And it was like, the fact that he just stood up and was like, nah, fuck you. You're being lame, you know?
And then I'm like, kill myself.
And then right after he goes, I will commit seppuku.
And kill my son.
And take my son.
In
and
my family line. Dude. So
poor
sick.
Life.
Yeah. If only the Boeing guy did that.
But it's like
he's in the parking lot and he's on his hands and knees. The whole process is so fucking wild.
Yeah. I think it's, to be honest, it's super chill, but it's a little puss that it's like they immediately cut his head off.
Like, I think they.
That's like a warrior.
Yeah, it's like a samurai's death.
If you like are a warrior.
But I feel like every time I've seen seppuku commit, am I pronouncing it right?
I think it's seppuku.
Seppuku.
Just hang on to that P for
every
just
time
a
I've
half
seen
second.
Seppuku
no,
committed.
Hang on to that.
That's
hang on
much.
To the P.
Seppuku.
Yeah, there you go.
Every time I've seen it happen, it's like
every time I've seen it
happen. Well, in movies, like, come on.
I know.
It's always like they disembowel, and it's like the second they're done with that like lateral cut, it's like their head gets cut off.
Well, there's two different types. There's seppuku.
Yeah, I don't know the difference.
Harakiri,
yeah.
Which is, I think harakiri is when you don't get your head cut off.
Like super dishonorable death?
No, I think it's still honorable.
Yeah.
But like,
where's the line drawn?
I think if you're a warrior, like Sam, I don't see, I've.
But like, I feel like only samurais commit seppuku.
No.
Regular like
Japanese. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like everyone's fucking down.
You don't have the small sword. No.
What do you want me to do it with? I'll do it right. It's a ceremony. Yeah. It's not like.
But you have to have like a sword to do it.
They'll give him a sword.
No,
I think so.
You gotta do it with the family sword.
My favorite is like on the hands, on the knees, and then it's just like they undo the kimono or the fucking whatever
like
they're wearing,
it.
And they're like fucking set, like throw it, you know. Yeah. So it's bare stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's
and
this,
that in isn't enough, right? In and then over.
Yeah,
if you don't go over, you're a coward. Supposedly,
there's this awesome Japanese movie that has the gnarliest seppuku scene. Seppuku.
Come on.
There you go.
Where? Okay, so this is gonna.
I think that's how you say it.
I'm gonna take you guys on like a 2-minute journey.
Yeah, okay.
Take
it.
So, feudal Japan, rural, like 1400s probably, and it's like a great, there's like lots of famine and shit, and this one clan, this samurai clan, if you like show up and you're like, oh, I'm a samurai, like, can you house me? They like feed you, they house you, and then you leave. And everybody's like so poor that like these random guys that are claiming to be samurai are coming up, and that like they're basically like peasants and they're starving to death, but they're claiming to be samurai. And this house is like
stolen valor.
They're like, okay, yeah, here you go. But they need to make an example of someone, and so this next guy that comes in, who's like he has like gear that's like cobbled together, clearly not samurai gear, and he's like, I'm a samurai, and like the head of the clan is like, no, you're not, and you've like dishonored it, so like you're gonna commit seppuku tomorrow. And like he's like, oh, okay, and like to set an example, right? So there's this big ceremony the next day. He's sweating bullets the whole time.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, take out your sword and do it. And he unsheaths his little sword, and it's wooden.
Oh, fuck.
Because he was like, that was part of the gimmick. Like, he doesn't have a real sword. And so it's wooden. And like this one samurai like throws his small sword to him to do it, and the leader of the clan's like, no, like you have to do it with that wooden, like this blunt, it's like a stick. And so he tries to do it, like can't break the skin, like can't do it. He like finally, it's like stabbing and stabbing and stabbing, and everybody's like, some people are like throwing up, and like
what?
And he finally like makes it in, he gets the inside stab, but he can't do the lateral cut.
Yeah, you can't do
so
the lateral.
So he's trying, and like he's dying the whole time, and and then it's like he finally dies, right? And then the word spreads around that like people can't take advantage of this clan anymore, and then this actual samurai shows up.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you know, I've been traveling, I need food, and they're like, you're fucking fake, dude. And he's like, no, I'm not. And then that guy ends up like slaughtering the whole clan.
Whoa.
It's sick. I'll have to find the name of it so you guys can see it. But that scene where the guy's got the wooden stick and like he's fast like forward, screaming in pain. He's also not a samurai, so he's like not like brave. So he's like crying and like gagging
still
as he's
doing it though.
It's so intense.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's down.
Everyone's down.
Always.
Like a normal person would just be like, all right, I'm just going to like jump off a cliff or something.
Later.
Yeah, you know, later. And this guy's sweating bullets all day.
I think they like threaten to like kill his whole family if he doesn't do it or something like that.
Yeah, one of those.
But yeah, so chill.
That's so tight. That's so fucking tight.
If you like Shogun, you'll like that movie.
Dude, you know what else is tight that's going on right now? Have you seen what's going on in Haiti? With that guy named...
That's not tight.
With that guy
barbecue?
Named... Barbecue?
Barbecue?
No.
There's a Haitian gang leader in charge of the country right now.
Yeah.
Named Barbecue. And he's eating people.
He, like, threw... He threw a coup, yeah. Right? And, yeah, they're just, like... raping and pillaging and it's basically like, you know what happens with like African warlords, like that's happening in Haiti right now. Barbecue. Yeah,
dude, the scene where, have you seen Shogun or no?
No.
Okay, then
I saw the first episode.
There's like a death that they do in it that's like
the boiling.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah,
that actor is so sick.
Mm-hmm. I
think he's my favorite in the whole, like, he's pretty, he's kind of silly.
Yeah.
You know, like you get kind of get like a silly vibe from him.
It's hard to read what he is because he's like fucked up, but he's also playing both sides.
And he kind of like some, like, oh, that's a good guy thing to say. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
Wait, the English guy?
No, it's one of the
Portuguese guys?
Not like the lords, but like maybe, you know, he's like a fucking step down.
Yeah.
He's so sick.
Did you guys see the comparison? You know that that famous Australian video where that guy's getting arrested and he's talking about eating a succulent Chinese meal?
No.
No.
What?
No.
A succulent Chinese meal? No. Dude. What? This is an all-time classic. Anyways, I'll show you that later.
The English guy in Shogun is like a knockoff Tom Hardy.
Like, yeah. I like him, though.
No, he's all right, but it's like clearly they're like, we need a Tom Hardy like guy.
Yeah. Go, can you go raspier?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He based his accent off this Australian man that's getting arrested for eating a succulent Chinese meal, and it's just so over the top with like
Something about a samurai, because that back to that one guy, he's kind of got like a lisp thing going on, kind of. Fuck, dude, I don't know what's more badass than that. Little samurai guy with a lisp speaking Japanese, dude.
I don't speak Japanese, so I can't hear the lisp, but...
No. You can hear the lisp, dude.
I thought the best scene in Shogun so far is in the first episode, and, like, that guy, he gets the Portuguese ship, right? And then...
You guys have seen that video.
No, I have not seen that video.
Oh, my God, okay.
He gets the ship, he like captures the ship, and then he's gonna like take it and like steal the weapons to give to like the bad emperor guy or whatever. And the old homie shows up with his crew and he's like, what are you doing with this ship? And then like everyone starts to unsheath their sword. Yeah. And he's like, oh, what do you mean? I was gonna give it to you guys.
Dude. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's silly.
Yeah.
He fucking rules.
He's like a greasy guy.
Yeah. He's got cool armor and shit too, if you've noticed that. It's like feathers.
Yeah.
He's fucking cool.
Feathers?
Yeah, he's got like black feathers on his samurai armor. It's sick.
Burger chain Wendy's is looking at testing surge pricing at restaurants.
Saw that.
What America, dude.
Yeah, I love it.
This bacon's about to expire. Fucking sell the Baconators.
No, it's more like...
Isn't it?
It's more like, oh, it's lunchtime. There's a big line. Prices are going up. So fucked.
What?
Like, you know how...
I thought it was like discount price.
No. It's like... Oh, fuck, it's dinner time. It's busy. Line out the door. Gonna have to make this line shorter. Everything's like a dollar more. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, my God. People are gonna fucking riot.
That's sick, actually.
Not at all.
I like that.
That's so fucked. That and
money,
the Bowling guy,
dude.
That's like, no. When are we gonna rise up?
Yeah.
It's gotta happen.
It's happening soon.
Yeah.
Dude. And it's gonna be something so small
that's going to be the first brick. And it's just going to domino.
I saw a TikTok video the other day of a guy just going into businesses and stealing, like, stealing stuff. And
thank you for clarifying.
Like, not really stealing, but just, like, really stealing stuff. Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is a fucking hero right here.
Yeah.
He, like, walked into a movie theater. There was, like, a popcorn thing sitting behind the counter. He reaches behind the counter, picks it up, goes, gets the free refill of it, reaches in the cooler, takes a coffee out, walks into the movie theater, doesn't pay for anything, watches a whole movie. He's recording the movie. He's recording the movie on an iPhone.
Yes.
And then he picks up, because it's like on a tripod, he picks up the tripod, walks out of the movie theater, like opens the door with the tripod, obviously like has like a full setup. Yes,
loud about it.
Wow. Walks across the street into the liquor store, gives the like liquor store owner the iPhone and the tripod back, and then gets a package of money from the liquor store owner for recording the movie that he just saw.
This is real?
Yeah.
This is real.
Become ungovernable, dude. We need more of that.
It's fucking unreal. And then he goes into like a Walmart, and there's liquor behind a cabinet. He steals a Stanley cup, like one of the thermos ones.
Yeah. Milk mugs.
He like opens a thing of whiskey that's like behind like a locked cabinet and like pours it through the locked cabinet into his cup. He goes, like, gets an apple juice, opens a microwave, heats up the apple juice in the microwave, pours it into the whiskey, and then he just walks outside into like the snow, and he has like a nice warm cocktail. And I was just like, yeah, brother,
amazing, fucking
get it.
Yeah.
That's like stage 4 cancer.
Yeah,
level like, degaff.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck about anything anymore. Yeah, just start stealing. Who cares, dude?
California seized enough fentanyl in 2023 to kill the entire world's population 2 times over.
California?
Yeah,
that's sick.
Dude,
how would you do that?
I'm talking like 14 billion people.
How would you do that efficiently? Like, I'm almost thinking like pocket sand into a group of people, maybe.
Why?
Maybe like a grenade type thing where it just explodes.
Come on, people. Who's making? Why do we need that much fentanyl?
The Chinese are making all the fentanyl because the heroin trade is like disrupted and nobody can get heroin anymore. So everybody's getting hooked on fentanyl.
Tight.
It's pretty sick, actually, if you think about it. Because, like, who wants heroin when you can do fentanyl?
kind of a related fact.
Hell yeah.
That was a fact?
Well, this is another fact that's kind of related.
Okay.
Think about this. This is kind of a mind fuck. Prepare your mind for a mind explosion.
Okay.
Think about this.
For every living person, there are only 15 dead people. In the whole history of the world.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
Right? 15 dead people.
That's not very many.
Right? Yeah. You think it would be like hundreds of thousands. Yeah. No. 15.
That's how many
people. Well, it's because there's so many people now.
There he is. There's a conspiracy right there.
There's so many people now.
Whoa.
That's a big
Where you solved the riddle.
I mean, for like the first 2,000 years, or for the first, like...
Well, here he goes.
For the first 200...
Earth's 2,000 years old.
For the first, like, for the first 200 years, there was only, like...
200!
Watching Corey do the math in his head is amazing.
For the first 200 years, there was only, like, 150 people, if you think about it.
Well... Plus, the records at that time were, like, not great.
It's 200 years...
Yeah, because it was 200 years, and then Jesus was born, and then it's been 2,024 years since that.
Yes. Nice.
Think about it.
Yeah,
how long before... how long before Jesus was born does the Bible say that there are humans have been around?
4,000.
Is it?
Christians believe the earth is 6,000 years old.
That's it.
So if it's 2,000 years after the death, AD, then it was 4,000 years before Jesus.
Okay, I believe that.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Yeah. That checks out. I just did the math.
Did you guys see the video of the teens breaking into the Clippers' new $2 billion arena?
Yeah, I did.
Wreaking shoot havoc around. On it. What? And they're wearing, like, Lakers pajamas.
Oh, that's sick.
They're, like, fire fucking stuff up.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
No.
Whoa.
I would appreciate it if...
Is it in?
You just got buckets up. I mean, it's like full construction. The floor's not even laid down.
Is it in Inglewood?
Turn me up, baby. Yeah.
Tight.
You're getting turned down.
Yeah, you muted. Are too loud constantly.
It's okay.
Well, that's like those skyscrapers in right by Staples Center that are just getting graffitied.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Oh, God. Just every single floor on both sides.
Do
both
people buy those?
There's a Chinese real estate market. The bottom fell out, so they can't, like, complete construction. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Chinese, like, real estate market is fucked right now.
So they bought it, and they were developing it, and then it fucked up, so now...
Yeah, they don't have any money. I mean, they have money, but the company that was doing it doesn't have any money.
So they're just...
They just stopped.
Buildings.
Yeah. And they're not pressing charges. That's why people are just, like...
Getting up
fucking
there.
Free for all. Yeah.
Damn.
Guys, a week before the time change, I had like a glitch in the matrix where I like woke up, didn't look at the clock, and like I was like, oh fuck, I need to like get ready for work, and I got to work an hour early, like not expecting it. Whoa. I don't know what happened.
when they were programming the time change,
yeah,
for you,
it was
they
like,
accidentally implemented it early.
Yes, 100%.
You saw like a catwalk by twice.
Dude, I don't know, like, what happened, but I ended up at work at 8 a.m. and I was like, wow, I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know what happened. I blame Brandon,
why?
My roommate, because he had to go into the office, so he woke up early. So I was like, oh,
so you just autopilot.
Yeah. When he rolled out of your bed,
yeah,
it was like, whoa, honey.
He's like, babe, wake up.
Damn.
He's like, babe, wake up. You gotta go work an hour early. I was like, oh, okay.
I love you. Did you get to leave an hour early?
No.
Wow. America.
I didn't even get to take a 2-hour lunch either.
Wow.
Stupid.
Was anybody else there?
No.
So you were like shooting hoops and getting a cold plunge?
Yeah. I actually
dunked. An hour early.
I dunked while nobody was there.
Oh, that's sick,
that was
dude.
Sick. Yeah.
I knew you could do it.
Cool. Naked?
Naked.
You're like that Invisible Man in Mystery Men where you can only do it when no one's watching.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're going to say Hollow Man. I was like, that's a bad look, dude.
Hollow Man 2.
Are they making a Hollow Man 2?
Yep.
Is Bacon coming back?
I think so.
Oof.
Yeah. And more rape.
That movie is gnarly.
Yeah.
He
rapes.
He rapes that woman, dude. What year is Hollow Man? Quick.
2002.
No. Way
98.
Earlier. Yeah, I'm going to say 96.
What?
Well,
a succulent Chinese meal.
That's the guy who's when he's getting arrested, right?
2000.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, he's getting arrested. This is democracy manifest.
I have seen that where he's like, he just grabbed me in my balls or something. Yeah. Yeah. He grabbed me, touched my penis.
Unhand my penis. Dude. I love that fucking video.
California bill would mandate all new cars have devices to automatically limit speed to 10 miles an hour over the limit.
No!
No.
No.
Wrong. They're taking away our flavored vapes, which they didn't really do.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
And now new cars can only go 10 miles per hour over the speed limit.
I'm fine with that.
No.
No. Fuck you.
Yeah. You're a pussy.
Yeah. Eat shit and die.
I'll just register.
My freedoms, dude. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. I got the weirdest look when I complimented somebody on the appliance that they had at their house. Okay?
Okay.
Fucking went over to the homie's house before we were going to leave for that concert and...
Was it an air fryer?
No. It was a...
You went to a concert without us?
Yeah.
What concert?
I saw Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Forum.
Oh, that's okay. No, thank you.
Really?
Dream of Californication.
No. It was so sick. Floor seats. Standing room.
TFTI.
Yeah.
What?
Anyway, those Zojirushi fucking rice makers are like $400, dude. Have you seen those at the Japanese markets?
No.
Like $400. You can cook meals, you cook your rice, you do all this shit. They're legit. I've always wanted one.
Okay.
And this guy has one. His roommate has one. And I was like, fuck, dude. Sick rice maker, you know? And he gave me the strangest look, and I'm wondering if that's warranted or not.
What was the look?
Like, oh, like, thanks? You know? Like a very standoffish thanks.
He probably didn't know.
No, the guys, it was his roommates. I sent it to the roommate. He fucking knows, dude.
Okay.
You paid $400 for that rice
maker.
Did he,
though?
Yes.
So what if it was like a white elephant gift or something?
No way. Someone's spending. That would be the best white elephant gift. If I got a fucking Zoji Ushi rice maker and a white elephant gift.
And then it got stolen from you.
No.
Never going to the family again.
Yeah. Seeing somebody open that rice maker as a white elephant gift after it had been stolen from me, I'd riot. No. All right. Well, then maybe it's weird.
Wait, so...
Maybe I'm a weird guy.
He probably knew.
The owner was like, thank you.
No, the owner was like, oh, thanks. Like, weird.
He knows, because he probably stole it from another house he went to, and he's like, this guy's casing my fucking rice maker. Yeah.
Got it. I don't know. I just
want to see. Yeah, you're a weird guy.
You probably said it like, I love your Japanese rice maker.
Did you ask if you could have rice right after? That's what it was.
Hey, can I cook up a batch?
How long does this thing take?
Dude, I bet this is quick. Yeah.
Got a couple minutes to kill.
You're like breathing heavy and like touching it lightly with your fingertips. What does this bun do?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
You were probably fanboying so hard. You're like, oh my god, a 2023 rice maker? Oh my god.
So thick. Yeah. It's probably what it sounded like, too.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
100%.
You guys know who Olivia Rodrigo is?
Yes.
Who's that?
Oh, I love her.
She's like a 21-year-old, like, pop girl
icon,
kind of like a Taylor Swift, you know, like
pop punk
singer songwriter. She's like very
good for you, happy and healthy.
She like does a bunch of music videos like using the iPhone. Yeah. That's like how I know her. Okay. But she, her concerts, she was giving away like Plan B condoms, like lube, like all this shit to her like young girl audience. And everybody was like, this is amazing. Yeah. Like she's like touring in states where there's like abortion bans. And so she's like giving, there's like people from Planned Parenthood there with booze, like giving out condoms and like Plan Bs and contraceptives and shit, and like educating. Right. And everybody's like, fuck yeah, like Taylor Swift would never do this. She doesn't have the balls, you know, whatever, blah, blah. And like that went like viral and everybody was going nuts. And then a news article this morning says, Olivia Rodrigo's team reportedly won't let abortion funds hand out Plan B or condoms at their shows anymore.
Why?
They probably are getting like sued as fuck.
So the theory is she's a Live Nation artist, which is like everybody's now a Live Nation artist, and Live Nation, they own like a fuck ton of concert venues.
Yeah.
And they like quote unquote own artists, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when she's performing in these states, they're saying that like the states are going to like not let the venues like have certain performers because she's like rocking the corporate boat.
Live Nation getting boxed out.
Yeah. That's, and so instead of like sticking it to the man, it's like, oh, okay.
Stick it to Olivia.
Money.
Yeah, 100% money.
Money. So it went from something being like really cool and punk rock to like, oh, yeah.
You can't do that. Yeah. They're gonna murder her.
Yeah, they're like, stop handing out Plan Bs or you're gonna suicide yourself.
Fuck, I was in the Target the other day. This little girl, she's probably like 3 years old, 4 years old, and this mom was like, if you drop that, I'm gonna hit you.
Nice.
I was like, oh fuck, like that's so gnarly. Yeah. Fuck Olivia Rodrigo.
Whoa. I don't know about that.
I'm just kidding.
Come on, Shane.
Just kidding. She seems pretty cool.
Did you look her up?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You're the one that knows the...
They're hits. They're catchy tunes.
They are. Yeah. You know?
It's good music. And, just fun music videos, too.
The U.S. ambassador to Bolivia admits to being a Cuban spy for over 40 years.
That's so tight.
In one of the highest reaching, longest lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government.
I always respect
honestly, kind of no matter what, a spy that can keep it on the down low for that long.
Well, and the fact that he was like the ambassador to Bolivia.
Yeah, that's, you made it.
But he's a spy for Cuba.
That's, you know, tight.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
so sick.
Dude.
Anything over like 10 years, even less than that, is pretty amazing.
40 years?
Yeah. It's a lifetime, bro.
He probably made so much money.
So much money.
He's like, yo, Fidel, you know those new nuclear warheads you've been looking for?
Brother. Well, listen to this.
Dude, yeah, he was probably getting so much cocaine, too.
Oh, yeah. Pay me in cocaine.
Yeah. That's so tight.
I want cigars and cocaine. But also, how much sensitive information are they giving the ambassador to Bolivia?
You know? I feel like the, when like that whole Contra thing was going down, I feel like that was when he was getting the most action.
Yeah.
You know, where they're sending like forces down to South America and they're like, we need to go through Bolivia.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone. Mm.
How do we fund this? Cocaine in the, yep, US. Yeah. Lauren Boebert's 18-year-old son,
who
Tyler.
Who is that?
Lauren Boebert?
Yeah, come
she's
on,
the
grow up.
Representative that's kind of like Marjorie Taylor Greene that like got caught like rubbing her date's,
oh,
crotch.
Oh, the over the hand, yeah, over the
and,
pants
like,
handy?
Vaping in, okay, like the Broadway show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the 36-year-old grandmother. She like had a baby when she was 17, and then her son got a woman pregnant when he was 17, and they've like broken up now. And now he's got arrested for 22 charges of a string of vehicle break-ins and property theft.
Sick.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And she's America. Yeah. Dude. So tight.
Dude, he's like, watch out, Hunter. I'm the next bad boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So tight.
Did anybody actually see Hunter Biden's penis?
No. I've seen the blurred pic.
It's all,
yeah,
blurred.
That's what I'm saying.
You can find it.
Can you?
Yeah, I think so. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene like posted it on Twitter and shit.
I might.
Yeah, she got flack because she has like underage followers and she's posting, yes, like porn on Twitter, yeah, and everyone's like, groomer maybe?
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
I might
sick.
Go look for that a little bit later. Just check it out.
Hey, honey.
See what's up with Hunter's penis.
You roll over in bed. You're like, hey, before you go to work today.
That Tom Brady deepfake you found is so good.
There's probably better ones now.
That one's incredible.
Yeah, that was amateur, though.
Amateur picture?
No, it was amateur, like, Photoshop.
Dude, I think it looked pretty good.
What was it depicting?
Him just full. It was like sitting in a chair, buff, just
naked.
Honk, just honk, yeah. Sitting fully naked.
I sent it to the fantasy football group chat, and nobody really appreciated it.
Yeah, it's great because every once in a while, we're all like, well, it's TikTok or a picture that's provocative. It's very, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. Some groups probably are just like, that's interesting that he's sending that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if there's no likes, if there's no comments, all of them were like, ugh.
The way that you guys talk about the fantasy football thing, it feels like you guys are the only ones like putting like fucking spam in the chain, yep, and 100%. Everyone just like gets
coffee
the notification.
Yeah.
They like open it and immediately close it.
We make 45 to an hour long YouTube videos during season.
Zero views.
Once a week.
Yeah.
And some people watch every minute of it, actually, and then some people don't, and then we just proceed to yell at them, and, you know, the next video.
Like, little, like, pop quizzes in the video,
yeah,
and we'll get, like, one response from it, where it's like, that person watched the entire video.
I love them, though.
As long as there's one.
Yeah.
You're doing it for somebody.
Exactly. That's the thing. And we'll see, like, we'll get photos of, like, people watching it at their desk in their office, and it's like, you probably shouldn't.
NSFW.
Yeah, you should not be doing that at work.
Are we getting TikTok banned? TikTok's not banned.
It's going to happen.
Rand Paul, he blocked it the first time. He's going to block it again.
No.
Yep, 100%.
You can't have one senator blocking
it. Yeah, you can.
No.
Yeah, you can.
No, you cannot.
So just straight up, app's not going to work here.
The it's either the Chinese company has to sell their stake in it, and there's like people talking about buying it, like trying to secure funds for it, or it's just gone.
It's not going to happen.
Either way,
I guarantee it's not going
to
happen.
I think I'm down to bet.
Rand Paul, he said no.
That's not how the Senate works.
He said that's how it works.
No.
I love the videos of like the boomer, like Supreme Court or whoever it is, drilling the owner or the CEO. And they're just like, are you part of communist China? He's like, Senator, I'm from Singapore. Yeah. I'll ask you one more time. It's like, people just are so dumb about the internet and the questions they ask. It's just, it's my favorite, I think.
Honestly, I'd rather have TikTok have every single ounce of my data versus fucking Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
But they're not American, dude.
I don't care.
America first.
I don't care.
I'm worried, though, that all of our Chinese rural farmer videos...
I'm not going to get them anymore.
Videos, right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm worried that...
Instagram Reels, dude.
No, Instagram Reels
it's is not even literally just people close. Dying.
Corey, really? This is what you do.
That's fucked up. I don't like Instagram Reels. It's fucked up.
While you still have access to TikTok...
As you said
before. Record all those videos. Start making... Farm all that content and then make your own Instagram.
Oh, real Chinese
that's like
farmers.
Fucking ex-TikTok Chinese rural farmers. Damn, and it's like, yeah.
I'm gonna spoof my location and get access to TikTok is what I'm gonna do.
Oh, VPN. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Easy.
They're gonna remove it from the App Store and 90% of the content's gonna be
gone. But you could sign in via computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'll watch TikToks on the computer. It's fine.
It'll die on the Vine, dude.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
Don't talk about Vine either.
No pun intended. Playboy model calls Leonardo DiCaprio, quote, weird and old after kissing him. They're saying he's the new Hugh Hefner.
Stop. That's fine. Hugh Hefner got pussy, dude.
Oh, God. Leo is not that.
He is, though.
That chick just got rejected. That's all. She's pissed.
He got rejected. But yeah. I saw, like, a story. Were we talking about that?
I think this might be the same story.
Oh, okay. Where it was, like... He was like, oh, I respect your decision or something. And just walked away.
Yeah, it's great.
And then went home with somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. It's like him and, you know, you have all these stories of like women coming out and accusing these men of like doing like fucked up shit, right? Yeah. But then it's like him and like A-Rod. Have you guys heard the stories about like A-Rod?
No.
So he was like legendary bachelor.
Stickman.
And what he would do is he would, you know, go out with someone and like spend the night and they would, you know, get into their...
Baseball player A-Rod?
Yeah. And then the next day he would have like... $1,000 like flower bouquets sent to their apartment, like class act, dude.
That's sick.
So like no one is like you know, he's just like a gentleman about it.
Yeah.
Just wants a little piece of pussy pie.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, there's stories about Leo banging with like AirPods in, like not paying attention.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like not making eye contact, like full autism banging. Yeah.
And that's not a gentleman.
Like no.
It's just white noise. What's the worst thing?
God, that's
just white noise.
Yeah.
No, he's got
trains. Just locomotive sounds.
Wait, I sent you that video of that the ship horn the other day. Did you watch that? Where it's like this ship has the most unique horn.
Oh yeah.
And it's like a minute blast of this ship's horn, and it was so satisfying. I loved it.
What does it sound like?
It's a guttural horn. I don't know. No, it's like, and then it gets lower.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's fucking tight.
Oscar.
Come here.
Relax, Bubba.
I do have to shout out the, you purchased a, is that art? Would you say art? Is that website known, the fake food?
It's art.
Is it used? Okay. So Corey bought a fake BLT, which is amazing.
Yes.
It looks great.
I love it.
You put it on your top shelf.
I love it.
And it's just like, as if someone were to walk into your office and they glance, they'd be like, what the fuck is
Why is there a sandwich on his desk?
Yeah.
It's fucking.
So I bought the fake spilled coffee mug, and it has like the coffee mug on its side, there's a spoon in it, and then there's like a fake coffee little
spill.
Spill.
Yeah.
Leanne was like, "You're an idiot. This is not like.
Why would you spend money?
Well, we have no." A she's child. Like, "Did you think this is going to be like? Did you think you were going to get somebody and like?
This could have gone to Rose College.
Yeah, yeah." Kind of grilled me on it, and I was like, "Whatever." And then my mom came over, and yeah. She's like, "Oh my god, you just spilled coffee!" And I was like,
"Yeah." Leanne just fucking
totally worth it.
Did you look at Leanne?
Uh huh. Like, she was right there, and I was like, "Yes."
Did she accept it as a good goof?
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, it's a great website.
It's a great
website. There's like full turkey dinners and 100%. Shit on there.
Yeah.
If someone were to like take a bite of it, would they fuck their teeth up?
Yes. No question.
You should.
It's hard like plaster.
you should leave it on your shelf and then every now and then add like little like mold, like grain paint on it. You know?
There we go. Yeah. I was scared that the cleaners were going to come into my office and throw it away. I was like, wait, is this going to be gone tomorrow?
How much did that BLT run you?
It was like $25.
Yes. Okay.
So more than regular BLT.
More than a regular, but a little like bit. Not a lot more. If you're going to like a nice restaurant, quality BLTs.
Quality restaurant BLT.
If you're getting that BLT like DoorDashed, that's a $25 BLT.
God, easy. Anymore. It's too expensive.
I refuse. I don't like people like being able to touch my food.
They got a sticker on it.
Yeah,
but like there was a phase where we were like, dude, I'm a DoorDash, and it's the prices are more. Yeah. How do they do that? How do the restaurants fucking charge more for DoorDash?
America.
Yeah, surging prices. They've been doing it already.
Did you guys? Okay, here's a fun. In like Minnesota or whatever, there was like a law passed that Uber and Lyft drivers were gonna get paid like a mandatory like $15 an hour, and mm-hmm. Uber and Lyft were like, okay, cool, no more Ubers and Lyfts in Minnesota.
So ridiculous.
America, dude, the greatest.
I will say it's pretty cool that we were in on that early. Like cheap. That was such a great deal for a while.
If only we had that in like high school.
Oh my god.
I know. It's a game changer.
Yeah, nobody really got DUIs in high school.
Yeah, no.
None of our friends.
There was a couple.
We didn't drink.
Yeah, nobody was drinking in high school.
Yeah, we were teetotalers.
Angels.
I haven't drunk an alcohol ever.
Angels.
It was all about cocaine. We haven't talked about the Christian Horner texts. That's who's kind that? Of stale news, though. The Red Bull manager, like, who's married to Jerry Falwell, the Spice girl.
They were like Ginger Spice.
Ginger.
Yeah, some of the texts leaked, and they're, like, so cringe.
Baby.
Or it's like... Like, the woman, like, worked at Red Bull and was like, hey, Christian, like, we're gonna need you to, like, your dress attire is, like, laid out. And he's like, I'd like to see you undress.
Oh, yes. Like, crushing.
And then it's just, like, no response. Like, like, over and over
she's
again.
Reading it just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ah, so these came out and he's married to Ginger Spice. That's the situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. These weren't texts, obviously, to Ginger Spice.
Wow. No.
Did they break up?
No. But then, okay, so that happened. And then Red Bull came out and they're like, after an internal investigation, like, we're deciding not to act. Like, whatever. Yeah. Like, fine. Don't worry about it. And then, like, the next day, another Red Bull employee was like, she leaked a bunch of texts and, like, pics and, like, all this other shit. And immediately, like, suspended.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, God damn it. Yeah.
She was suspended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that reminds me of, you know, that stupid show Love is Blind on Netflix?
Yeah.
The drama surrounding the girl that's like, oh, everyone tells me, because if you don't know, you can't see each other and you meet in these pods and it's like speed dating, but you don't get to see the person. So this guy who she later ends up marrying, they're talking about like who they look like, which you're not supposed to do. And she's like, oh, all my friends think I look like Megan Fox. And she does not look like Megan Fox at all, like whatsoever.
What if she did though?
And the dude's like, oh, fuck, you know, all hype, just like, damn, really? No way. So he picks her, spends all this time with her, and like... He is still happy when they finally see, but like the internet, it was just like, oh my God. Doesn't look like Megan Fox at all. Like, this guy's bummed. They show the first reveal. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Have you guys ever had doppelgangers or people say you look like someone?
No.
I've heard multiple times that I look like Alan Tudyk. Do you know who Alan Tudyk is?
No. Show me. I need a picture.
He's in A Knight's Tale.
Porn star?
Alan
Tudyk?
A Knight's Tale.
What if you had two penises?
He's this guy.
Oh.
I'll take that.
Yeah. That's close. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
That and Ralphie from Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like he's young, so that's, you know, whatever.
A Knight's Tale.
What a great movie.
Classic.
Yeah. The most historically inaccurate movie of all time.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. For sure.
David Bowie.
Who's there?
Golden. Wop, wop, wop. That actress might be like my number one of all time.
More than Demi Moore in G.I. Jane?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
I don't know. She kind of fizzled out. She did the 40 days, 40 nights.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like, yeah.
He makes her come with like rose petals.
Yeah. Feathers. Yeah.
He's like blowing on her tummy.
Oh,
you totally works, by the way.
You could do that. Easy.
But then I don't know what else she was in after that.
She didn't need to be in anything else.
That was it.
Yeah, she was already my favorite, so she was like, I don't need to do anything.
Damn, that Madame Web movie just got eaten alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Did you see it?
No. I just saw everyone, like, bashed. Immediately bashed.
Mm-hmm. I still need to see Dune 2.
Me too.
So good.
I might just see it in regular IMAX and not the 70mm.
You don't need to. It's too big, honestly.
How far away were you sitting?
I was, like, middle of the theater, like, where you want to be.
Yeah.
And it's just too big. There's too much going on.
Yeah. Yeah. No throat singing, I hear, though. No throat singing. Spoiler alert.
What?
Give me my money back.
Javier Bardem's performance of a lifetime.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
More than Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
Dude.
He's pretty good in that.
I think it was Brandon. I watched that for the first time in the Brand Cave.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, you gotta watch it. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? It's like the whole Chocolat, you know? What movie is that? I Love You, Man? Where he's like, what are you talking? And he watches. He's like, fuck, fine piece of just cinema.
Yeah.
That was me in Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
It's like watching Magic Mike by yourself.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good.
You have to do it.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Shirt just off. Like, mandatory.
Shirt off.
Just to compare, you know?
Yeah.
Compare bodies.
I could get there.
I could get
there. It's under there somewhere.
Dude, yeah. 100%.
Give me 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks.
That's all you need.
Give me fucking 2 weeks, dude.
Just 2 weeks of grinding.
Yeah.
You can get to that scene where MM is teaching him how to strip in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's when you take the shirt off, baby. Yep.
That's when you go to stripping class and you just learn how to strip.
Wow,
dude. You don't think you just learn.
Watch that. I think you just you have it or you don't.
I think I got it. Confidently say I think I got it.
I think you do too.
Thanks, dude. Shannon, are we going to talk about your favorite movie of all time that we found out this morning?
Corey sent me a gif of the Nutty Professor where it's like Hercules at the dinner table. And I'm sitting where the Chelsea game was early and he sent it and I have got like giggle fit. And then Corey's like, oh, I fucking found out your favorite movie is Nutty Professor.
It's a pretty good movie.
It's a great
movie. You love the Nutty Professor.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie.
Yeah. The scene where he goes back to the joke, the comedy club.
Unbelievable.
And he roasts, yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. It's your favorite of all time.
Yeah.
Now we know. You like that?
What was the one we watched that was Eddie Murphy doing whiteface?
Eddie Murphy doing white.
There's an SNL skit.
No. He's the Dracula guy, remember?
Oh, it's like a Vampire in Brooklyn or something.
Yeah,
like
Vampire
that.
In Brooklyn.
Vampire in the Bronx.
Yeah, and he does like a Nutty Professor play several characters, and there's one character where it's total whiteface, and it's incredible. I think he's playing an Italian man.
Is it Coming to America?
No, it's not Coming to America.
He looks exactly like Cole. Yeah. And we kept sending it to Cole, being like, this is you, dude. It was so fucking good.
Well, you know what the next step is. You gotta see Cole in blackface and see if he looks like Eddie Murphy.
We could set that up.
I mean, Cole does blackface all the time.
Yeah. Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh my god.
That's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
the text was added in post.
Yeah. Job from a teenager in Equinox.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highly recommend it. Go see it. Vampire in the Bronx.
What else?
Time to kill?
Yeah.
I had something else. Oh, there was that the Willy Wonka experience in fucking, it was in Dublin or somewhere, right? Or yeah. In Scotland.
It was like, I think it was London or something. Yeah. Yeah.
They said somebody like rented a warehouse and had this like shit, the worst Willy Wonka like
yeah.
setup that you could imagine. There was something like really scary, like trying to scare kids behind a mirror, and they didn't have enough candy, so they were giving kids like they were giving kids like 3 jelly beans each.
It was like a fire festival type yeah, letdown. Nice. Yeah.
And there's this chick dressed up as like an Oompa Loompa. She has like the green hair and like her face painted, and she's standing behind this like janky like science set and just looks like yeah. so downtrodden
with like the tiniest dry ice thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I want the world. You sent me that funny, have you seen the APC?
Oh yeah,
Kate Middleton.
Yeah, what's the drama behind that picture? They think she's dead.
Okay, so Daily Mail, right? All day, every day. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's any royal news, immediately scroll past it.
Yes.
Don't give a shit. And then yeah, this. So I guess she hasn't been like seen out in public since like Christmas.
Yes.
And they like posted a family photo that I guess was like super photoshopped and like altered.
I saw them breaking down each section of where it was altered.
And I guess she had like a surgery or something. She was like in the hospital for a few days, quote unquote, like during that same time where she was last seen. And then this photo came out and everybody was like, you know, she's seen for the first time, blah, blah. And then like AP and Reuters were like, we're retracting the story because like this photo's been manipulated.
It's like a kill. They sent out like a kill request on the photo, which is like, that's serious.
What's a kill request?
It's like, you cannot show this photo anymore.
Well, it was like the news, because like AP and Reuters are considered to be the most like by the book, fact checking, like legitimate news. It's not like Fox. It's not, you know, like crazy. And they were like, we're pulling this.
So when they pull it, people are like,
they're like, oh shit, this isn't a real photo. And then a couple of days later, like, something came out from Kate Middleton that was like, oh, I like to experiment with Photoshop.
Yeah.
Like, this was just me, you know, whatever. And everybody's like, no.
Fake.
Yeah.
Imposter.
So, like, some people think that she's dead.
Yeah.
Some people think that she's a vegetable.
Well,
she still hasn't been seen in public.
I have the inside scoop on what it is. She has really bad Crohn's disease from an eating disorder. And she's just been shitting. She had, like, stomach surgery.
Oh.
That's the inside scoop from respected source.
When are we going to see her?
Never.
She's just going to be shitting.
Yep.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers is announcing as, what's his name? Kennedy Jr.'s running mate?
He said he was not going to.
Yeah.
No, he is.
RFK Jr. was like, I'm thinking about having him be my VP.
Yeah. He is.
He was tripping on ayahuasca when he found that out. He actually was.
Really?
Yeah.
What a loser.
No.
Not that you're tripping on ayahuasca, but Aaron Rodgers is a fucking loser.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty tight if you go trip on ayahuasca. Never done it.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
It makes you throw up.
Yeah.
Which is like the worst.
I want to do it, dude.
Anything that's like fucking
throw up. You're going to throw up
for hours.
I don't want to throw up. Grow up, guys. Throw up. Come on. Yeah, after every meal.
Call to action. Throw up.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We made it.
We did it. Welcome back, Shane.
Welcome back, everybody.
714-222 beep 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 beep. Hit us up at thefantasydaynet@gmail.com. We want to answer your questions.
I just want to have a conversation.
They could be you want to have it like live?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Call in for 5 minutes.
Okay.
What you got? You got something for us?
Do a tight five, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta
I love that.
You gotta see something cool in the news today? You know? You got something you wanna riff?
Do you have personal news?
Yeah, personal you want to share? Stuff. You need to announce something.
Yeah, is it dating? Is it family related? Mm-hmm. Is it like a news story you want us to
story,
pick our
conspiracy.
Brains on?
Yeah.
News.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got inside scoops. Well, we could be a whistleblower podcast.
I'd love to be.
Bring your whistles next week. Or like 3 weeks from
now. We're just constantly trying to be the front runner of like conspiracies and calling. What's the next company? So Boeing just happened.
Yeah.
Who are we exposing?
Cisco. Next?
Okay.
Food supplies.
What did he do?
Oh.
Thong, 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 thong. He actually does not like thong underwear.
Baby, make a booty go. Dude, the thong song? Take me back to that time.
Mm-hmm.
Napster. That was the first song I ever downloaded on Napster, Thong Song System.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I can confidently say that.
That's huge.
Like, you have this power. What could I download? What could I do?
And it's not even the music video. It's just,
which is so fucking sick. He's like running on people's heads. He's got the silver hair, the silver pants. Silver hair. He does the stomp and it like fucking pull. Yeah. Go watch it.
All right.